I am deeply disappointed by the events of the last 24 hours. Firstly, that the Irish government has not come out publicly to indicate their own decision on this issue. We need them to tell their colleagues in Europe they're voting no and to align with the French and the Italians. And then secondly, by the results of the trilogue discussions last night between the Parliament and the Commission led by the Danish Presidency, we have put down a significant number of amendments aimed at strengthening the safeguard process, putting in really strong conditions to any trading intended to protect Irish farmers. Yet the trilogue discussions ended with what we consider to be a caving in, really, by Parliament negotiators, because they've now accepted that the market could fall by as much as 8% before any alarm bell or any safeguard would actually kick in. That's not sufficient. That could lead to huge losses. In a year, 8% of a decline of the Irish market at the moment would be as much as €240 million. That's 8% of our national beef market at the moment. And that's just, to lose that in 1 year is just not acceptable to us.
Are we entering into a situation where exporters who are set to gain substantially by getting access into South American markets are actually holding sway in this debate, and farmers could effectively find themselves sidelined for economic reasons?
No, I think there's still some time to play on this. There's some way to go still on this situation because, you know, the reality is Ursula von der Leyen may say she's ready to go and sign a provisional deal before Christmas, but to me it's meaningless. She doesn't have a mandate to do that. There has been no vote of the European Parliament. There has been no vote of the European Council yet. And until that happens, nothing can happen. Exporters can wait, and the Brazilian authorities will have to wait, because they will not be able to move on this until the final vote is held. And that's 700 MEPs. That's a long way down the road yet. It could be a month away. And in those circumstances, I say we will continue this fight, but we need the Irish government to come forward and get stuck into this particular campaign. We need Micheál Martin and Simon Harris today to stand with colleagues. We know now that Poland are against, we know France are against, we know Italy are not happy with the voting at the moment, they're against the present proposal. And on the background, we know that countries like Austria and even Hungary have indicated they'd vote no. So there's still all to play for, as far as I'm concerned, with the overall vote on the trade deal. But I'm bitterly disappointed that the negotiations on the trilogue ended the way they did last night.
Given what happened with the Hague preferences at the weekend, has that given us an indication of how much sway Ireland holds? And being realistic, will Ireland saying it's going to vote yes or no hold any sway over other European countries? Because it seemed we were very easily sidelined when it came to the fishing issue.
Last weekend's outcome of the fishing quota talks was bitterly disappointing. I think the Irish negotiators judged the mood of other member states wrong. They were as a result, they were caught in terms of their preparation. They were hijacked effectively by four larger countries, and indeed there may well be a lesson there for the Irish government. Micheál Martin and Simon Harris must understand that to lose once in the fishery debate is bad enough, but to lose twice in terms of beef and white meat, and remember there's a million chicken breasts involved in this export business as well from Brazil and South American countries, to lose twice would be disastrous in terms of our relationship with the European Union going forward. We have to stand up and find allies, and we have to do it quickly if we're going to stop this juggernaut. And as I say, I believe there are now five, if not six, countries prepared to stand with Ireland, but we need Micheál Martin on the ground working with countries. He's in Brussels today. He'll see the French farmers protesting, but we don't hear many protests from the Irish government. It's time they stood up for farmers and defended the substantial beef market and white meat market we have.
Kieran, you're a gent. Thanks very much indeed.
No problem, pal.
Happy Christmas to you and yours, Kieran. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Keep in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye.